Mornings at the cabin.
Brighten up those dark mornings. Wheeler, Ollie, and Lecter. Mornings at the cabin.
Really jumped the gun on that one.
What was that about?
I have no idea. I felt like we were in the middle of the show already. There's a high energy in here.
I got a lot
of sleep last night.
Oh, good.
Went to bed at 8.
Yeah.
Probably fell asleep around 9, did some reading, fell asleep around 9, and slept pretty much undisturbed up until about 3 a.m. And then went back to sleep again until about 5:30.
You know what I could tell?
What?
When you walked in this morning,
mm-hmm.
I said, good morning.
Yeah.
And you said, good morning.
Yeah, I didn't go, nah.
You followed up even with, how are you doing?
I do that all the time.
Whoa.
I ask you how you're doing all the time.
Jesse must have had
a
great night's sleep.
All right. You know what? The way you paint me and the portrait you paint of me on this show is accurate 99% of the time. But I do ask you how you're doing. I care.
No,
sometimes.
I'm able to translate it from,
yeah, I mean,
I know what you're saying.
Yeah.
It's because I know you, that's all.
When you get up at 4:30 every morning, you work until 6 or 6:30 or 7 at night, it's tough sometimes.
I get it.
You know, you get home, you get like an hour and a half to yourself or hanging out with Phoenix, and then you go to bed. That's like about it.
I don't expect words
no.
in that situation.
We put out enough words.
That's right.
Right here, right now.
That's
this
right.
Intro must be just riveting for people. Plenty to talk about from over the weekend. And, of course, heading on into the week, we hit December this week. You know what that means? Krampus is on the way.
Mornings at the Cabin, the podcast.
Mornings at the Cabin brought to you by Aurora Ford Driving the North. Also co-sponsored this morning by The Knack. Yes. And we've got Andrea Betker coming up a little bit later on, around 8 o'clock, to talk about music from the edges of Canada, live at NAC, December 10th and December 11th. Some great local acts being featured, including Andrea herself. She'll be in at around 8 o'clock to talk about that. First, we got to dip back into the NWT and Yellowknife Rants and Raves 2.0. Plenty going on this weekend. Holy smokes.
It just never disappoints.
Do you guys not want to tip your drivers? Like, come on, guys. And, like, maybe don't tell a delivery driver to get a real job. Like, that's really asinine, and it makes you sound like a real sociopath, and I really hate it. But that's not the one we're going to dip into. This one affects all of us, because not all of us use DoorDash. But hey, you know what? If someone's driving around in the friggin' cold to bring you your friggin' food, toss them a couple of bucks, okay? I know they get $5 of delivery from DoorDash, but just every once in a while, toss them a couple dollars. And don't give me this thing that's like, oh, I only have enough money for the delivery. It's like, if you only have enough money for the delivery, I'm sorry. Don't do it. Don't do it. Use that money for something else. And I know that sounds horrible, but people are doing a service for you. Give them a little something extra. They're driving around. They're putting wear and tear in their car. They're using their gas. They're driving around on slick roads. People are jackasses out there on the road. I said I wasn't going to get into this, but here we are.
That one's a hot topic.
245 comments. Wow. Fully half of them telling the guy, the original poster, to just shut up and eat it.
Don't dash on out of here.
One of them going so far as to say, get a real job. Hey, you're a jerk ass. That is a real job. Sorry. And I actually asked the guy, I was like, well, what's a real job? He's like, anything we're not sitting on your ass. I'm like, you're cutting out a large chunk of the workforce there, bro, and saying they don't have a real job. Meanwhile, this guy probably, you know, I don't know what he does. He probably has a real job because he works with his hands, I guess. I don't know. Who the hell knows what he is? Who cares what his job is?
The trucking industry is coming after that.
Well, no doubt. That's the thing. I was like, you are cutting out in integral pieces of the workforce. You think things just get here on their own? Do you think that people drive them? And I'm not saying that, like, driving is not a hard job, but I mean, like, a majority of driving truck is sitting on your ass.
Well, and let's be honest, sitting on your ass is hard work sometimes.
It absolutely is. You drive 12 or 14 hours a day and you tell me it's not a hard job. And, like, yeah, delivery driving, it's not the hardest job in the world, but I've done it. It's not great. I've done it for 8, 9, 10 hours a day. It's not the best.
Well, it's a service that people clearly want.
It is
want
a service
as well.
That people clearly need and clearly want. It has become essential, basically, during the pandemic. So telling people to get a real job anyway is such a jerk thing to say. Ugh. Anyway, I don't want to get into it. The other one from Byron Naskethy over the weekend. Do you want to read it? You clean up that language.
Yeah, okay. So Byron posted, I guess, yesterday, rant to the jerk last night.
That's right.
Who tried to steal our Christmas lights on Lavelle Court. You dropped your Samsung S9 while you were still logged into Facebook. I don't have to call the RCMP if you come back and talk about this. I'd rather just find out why and avoid putting someone in NSCC for a failed attempt at theft. Does anyone know whose profile this thief is? Before you click on that link, Mr. Wheeler.
What were you up to?
Last night.
I was stealing lights.
Interesting. Now, Rant. We do have an interesting recent history on Rant and Raves of crimes being solved swiftly with the fridge dumper. I don't think we ever talked about the conclusion to that.
Don't click on that.
What do you see there?
Don't click on it.
What do you see?
We've been fooled.
Uh-huh.
I see my own profile.
That's right.
Son of a bee.
That's what I saw, too.
Oh, we got foistered.
Oh, no, I saw your profile. I was like, Jesse's stealing Christmas lights?
You saw your profile.
No, everyone's seeing yours.
No, they're not. Don't do that. Totally got me. Byron, you know what? I don't like that. Let's go back to the other
good.
One.
That's good. I like that.
Let's go back to the other one.
I think... No, that's good stuff. So, yeah, Byron, and you know what? So, I saw this post yesterday, and I was reading through it, and I was just like,
I don't like any of this.
I was just like, oh, my God. Rant and Raves just gets better and better. Oh, like, how could I not click on the profile to see who the thief is? And it's a prank, and it links to your own profile and shows
I don't like
you.
Any of it.
Everyone
I don't
got
like
a laugh of out of it.
I don't like any of it.
Byron got us again.
Got us again. Byron... Well
That's
done.
Pretty good stuff.
Well done. It gave everybody a break from dumping on poor Matt, who's just like, I'm just trying to deliver your stupid food. All you people who get delivery of McDonald's, like, good Lord. Like, there's a lot of entitlements in the thing. There's a bit of entitlement on his part. I mean, they get $5 a delivery or whatever, but, like, it's still a job. It's a hard job, especially when it's, like, snowy and cold outside. And one of the points he makes is, like, if you have a weird address or location, can you provide a few notes? Because sometimes, like, especially like in Cam Lake or even in like Old Town, there's like the address is not prominently displayed on the house or it's backed away from the road. And it's like, I don't know where you're at, especially if you're delivering McDonald's.
Yeah.
And which is like,
it
like
is, you're on the clock.
On the clock. I like McDonald's. We have a Monopoly map here nearly filled. We go to McDonald's. But if you don't eat it within 10 minutes, it is garbage. Yeah. It is literal garbage.
I mean, the burger's fine. Those fries, though.
The fries. That's the thing. Like, the burger's fine. I can nuke a burger and still have it be okay.
Yeah.
Like, I nuke a breakfast sandwich, still have it be okay. Even the hash browns, nuke those, still okay. The fries, there's a whole thing. There's a whole thing about, like, redoing the fries and heating them back up again. It's got to be in the oven. It's got to be with, like... I don't know. There's a trick to it.
And Matt knows that. Clearly.
Matt knows that.
So he's just trying to help yeah. him help you.
Yeah, help
get
me.
Get your fries.
Help you.
At least somewhat still warm.
Matt is hanging on by a very thin thread. And I dig that about him. That's from Jerry Maguire.
Anyway, stop trying to distract from your Christmas light thievery.
That's
what do you
right.
think
it was,
you're doing?
It was me. It was
my
me.
God.
I can't tell you how many times I'm looking for a house like an idiot and your food is just getting cold. Like he says it. He says it right there. And again, like he maybe attacks it a little. He's probably frustrated. Maybe he attacks it a little bit whatever, right? But like half the comments are people like telling him to like either get a real job or stop complaining. You're lucky you get paid for this at all. Like what the hell is going on?
Lucky what?
Yeah, like get a like, but I mean, like not lucky you get paid, but I mean, like you're lucky you get that money. Like I shouldn't have to pay more. I'm already paying $5. It's like, yeah, DoorDash is getting probably some of that. I don't know if they actually get that full $5.
Yeah, it's called convenience.
It's called you're paying a convenience fee.
Yeah.
Well, things are already expensive enough. It's like then don't buy takeout. If you're that concerned by how expensive it is, then don't buy takeout. I know how that sounds. Everybody's gonna not defend that, but I mean like. If your money's that tight, don't buy takeout.
I mean, you tip your pizza delivery driver, right?
Right.
Right.
Yeah, and they get
right.
money. Right? But all these right. people just like, I shouldn't have to tip. It's like these people, like these jobs are essential. They are necessary and they don't get paid that well. And but then that's where the get a real job posts come from. And it's like, ah, yes, yes, get a real job.
No, we haven't solved anything here.
Real job by bilking the taxpayers for whatever. Anyway, we're not
come again.
We're not going to get into government work. Just saying. Maybe don't say get a real job. That's all.
All right,
good Matt. Conclusion. I'm kind of on I'm kind of on your side. Lecter, stealing Christmas lights.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast. Hey, it was early. What do you want from us?
Mornings at the Cabin brought to you by Aurora Ford, driving the north. Also this morning brought to you by, co-sponsored by, I should say, The Knack and Music's from the Music from the Edge of Canada. Andrea Bedkert will be featured in a concert. Why couldn't I think of that word?
I don't. Well, because it's been a while since
it's been a while since we've said words.
Yeah.
Coming up on December 11th, performing with Dega Wolf. She's going to be in here around 8 o'clock to discuss that and discuss everything that's been going on. New album dropped this summer, nominated for a Canadian Folk Music Award. Plenty to talk about.
I don't know why, but when you said musics by mistake.
Musics from the edges of Canada's.
It kind of made it sound more distinguished.
Right.
In a
musics
way.
From musics. The edge of Canada. Yeah, musics. All kinds of musics.
Like how, you know, it's like peoples.
Peoples.
Sometimes.
The peoples.
Yeah, music.
No, I like that. Anywho, winter is upon us, and it's Christmas party season. I went out with the sales crew from Aurora Ford on Saturday, and the Canadian Tire crew was there at stake.
Oh, hey.
That's right.
A couple Christmas parties clashing.
Oh, well, I mean, it wasn't really our Christmas party. It was funny, because when we left, one of the guys from Canadian Tire was like, whoa, Canadian Tire outlasting Aurora Ford? And I was like, man, this isn't even our Christmas party. And he's like, oh.
Well, it's not ours either.
That's right. But yeah, went to steak on Saturday night, had a good time. Good steak.
Very nice.
Yeah, very nice.
Have you fashioned your Teo de Nadal Christmas log yet?
No, I've not. Have you?
I have not.
All right, I need a log.
We got a little bit of time.
Yeah, we do. The... I mean, it's not even December yet. It's not December till Wednesday.
Yeah, and I mean, the whole, it really starts December 8th.
Right. Okay, well, because you got to give him a few days. You got to just, look, just... paste him full of like stuff that he can crap out.
Well, and of course, yes, it starts with the Feast of the Immaculate Conception, as you know. Us now being
I do know that
staunch celebrators of Teo de Nadal.
Yes, absolutely, and staunch celebrators of anything that has to do with immaculate. Anywho,
and don't forget to have your blanket handy.
Right
after,
got to keep him warm.
The Immaculate Conception.
We are really going to get into this. We're going to keep talking about Teo for this entire Christmas season because we want you out there to adopt this tradition as well. If I mean, and it's again, it's I think it's I mean, maybe it's a little is it culturally inappropriate to do this? I mean, it seems like
well, it's not ours. We're
it's not ours, no. And we're not saying it's ours, and we're not trying to make money off it or anything like that.
No, absolutely.
I just want to do it. I think it sounds great. And I think even in Catalonia, it's quite the humorous tradition as well.
Oh, you think this is a big joke to you?
No, kind of. It is. I mean, if you're beating a log to make it crap presents, there's a sense of humor there that I appreciate.
I suppose.
That I appreciate.
Yeah, I suppose yeah. If you look deep enough, there could be humor to be found.
If you look deep enough within the log's colon, there are plenty of gifts and humor to be found.
But, I mean, I wouldn't just start laughing or anything. I imagine it's taken quite seriously.
I mean, maybe. I mean, the song is literally like, crap, Teo, crap. Not this stuff, but nougat and chocolate and other stuff that's tasty. But I'm going to beat you with a stick till you poo yourself.
Not herring. Too salty.
Too salty, that herring. I don't want a salty herring coming out of a log.
Do you think they have, like, fashioned whacking sticks? Like, the
yes.
Ceremonial ones that
right.
stay in, you know, packed
stay
up
in a
all
sheath. Yeah,
yeah, 11 months of the year, and then they bring it, like, their specific, like, branded... You know, with their names on it.
That's right.
Their log whacking sticks.
Teo sticks,
yeah.
Teo whackers. I mean, that's great. Also, I mean, it's just, it's starting to feel more like Christmas. We ordered in some sushi the other night as well.
Doesn't get more Christmassy than that.
Doesn't get more Christmassy than that. And then, you know what? And we got a delivery driver to deliver it, and then we didn't even pay him. Just shoved him down the stairs. Apparently a bunch of people like to do in young life.
That's the spirit of the season.
The spirit of the season. It's like, this is a tradition where I come from, where we shove someone down the stairs and don't pay them.
Well, I mean, if you want
to... Tell them to get a real job.
If you want to keep it actually Christmassy,
right.
I think you're supposed to shove them up the chimney. Back from whence they came.
You gotta shove them up somewhere. but we were waiting for the order because Sushi Cafe, ridiculously busy on Friday. I ordered it at 5, and the guy was like... come by at 6:30. It'll be ready for you. I'm like,
I think
okay.
They're always busy.
They are always busy.
Yeah.
And they do a great job.
Oh, yeah.
So I got off work at 6. So I went and picked up Phoenix, and she's like, well, let's just go drive around and look at Christmas lights until we wait for our order.
Oh,
like, great. So we did that. It's starting to feel a little bit more like Christmas. There's a blanket of snow out there. It snowed plenty over the weekend. So, I mean, it's starting to feel a little bit more.
It really is.
Yeah.
The other night I heard, like late afternoon, some snowmobile engines rev up, like as it was snowing. There's just a fluffy blanket on the ground. And it's just like, oh, I really wish I had a snowmobile right now. Oh,
I don't know if I'd still go out on the lake though. I don't know. There's some lakes you can go on. I don't know if I'll go
on the there's big some lake. That are like frozen solid now. Right. I don't know if I'd be going out like on the big lake or anything like that.
I didn't see any snowmobile tracks on Long Lake when I was out there yesterday, so I don't know.
Oh no.
Yeah. There's got to be some people going out by now.
I would imagine.
Right?
Yeah. There's definitely snowmobiles going across Grace or Frame Lake.
Okay.
Probably Grace too.
There you go.
But just at that moment with all that snow, those big fluffy flakes falling down, it's like, oh, those people are in for a great afternoon.
You know what's,
I am jealous.
Yeah, whatever.
Such nice weather,
you go
too.
Go for a ski, you'll be fine.
I did go for a ski.
Did you?
It was lots of fun.
No, it wasn't. But where'd you guys go?
We went to the golf club because there's not really tracks laid yet.
Right. Yeah, there isn't. I was out there yesterday with the dog, and there are tracks of where people do go.
Yeah.
But they're just like people kind of cutting their own track.
Yeah.
Do they do tracks out there? Does someone go out there and lay track down? Or
In several different areas. There's Niels has done Frame Lake. He's laid tracks around Frame Lake for like the last few years.
Oh
at
least. Yeah, it's great.
There is the Don't family. Started laying tracks. I think last year might have been the first year they did it, but is out in Cam Lake, just off of where Kavanaugh's lot is. And they had like a beautiful whole like range of tracks going around several different little lakes out that way.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's often tracks laid for the Burwash Trail, which goes off the Great Lake across the Great Lake.
Yeah,
across Houseboat Bay there.
Mm-hmm.
I imagine that'll probably be away before that's set.
I gotta tell you,
set.
Even talking about skiing is just boring.
It's because you suck at it.
I know, I do suck at it. But you know what? I suck at hockey too, and I like playing hockey. I also not that great at basketball. I like playing basketball.
When was the last time you played either of those?
I played basketball last summer.
Did you?
Not play. I shot around. Hockey, it's been a while. But I've always sucked at them, and I always like playing them, though.
Oh, speaking of hockey, I saw the most adorable winter wholesomeness the other day. The Wozniak family having a family backyard hockey game.
Nice.
It filled my heart with joy.
Okay. Well, that's nice. Are they your neighbors?
They're in the neighborhood, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they got a little backyard rink there, and I drove by the other day, saw them all out there playing. Like,
are you going to put in a backyard rink?
Cute.
You don't have a room?
No. Okay.
Fair enough. Maybe just a little one?
No.
No?
No.
All right. Seems kind of like a wasted opportunity.
We don't have the yard for it.
Well, the dogs are going to crap on it too, right?
Well, that too. Yeah.
What'd you trip over? Poop.
That's what we call puck drop.
Puck drop. Very nice. Very nice. Oh, talking about skiing just gets me sleepy. It does look a little bit like Christmas. We will be talking about Teo Nadal over the next few weeks. Teo de Nadal. We're going to put one in the office there. But it is Christmas party season as well. We've got our Christmas party coming up next Saturday. Is it next Saturday or Saturday after? Saturday after.
Yeah.
I'm excited about that.
Yeah.
It'll be nice to see the four people that work here. We're just losing people left, right, and center. By the way, we're hiring. This is turning into quite the break. We're hiring. Go to cabinradio.ca and you can become a part of the team if you want to be a journalist. We're not accepting any other applications for anything else. Maybe a morning show host.
Mornings at the Cabin, the podcast. Where we cut out all the great music and you're left with the rest.
Mornings of the Cabin brought to you by Aurora Ford Driving the North, but also co-sponsored this morning by The Knack and Music from the Edges of Canada, which is one of the just huge explosions of shows that have been dropped onto the schedule since it was announced that Knack is back, which we talked about just a few weeks ago. Live concert shows, all kinds of stuff coming up on the schedule. Go to the Knack, knacknt.ca.
You almost did it again.
I almost did it again. Why do I keep doing that? One of the shows coming
up. Web addresses.
That's right. Make it up web addresses. This is www. something or other. Coming up on December 11th, one of those shows will be Andrea Becker and Digga Wolf. And we've got Andrea in the studio this morning to chat a little bit about, well, everything that's going on, but what it's like to be back at NAC. Andrea, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
Awesome. Awesome. We were just as you sat down, you said you love the snow and you love skiing, and I let out an audible groan. Because on this show, we have a real back and forth about skiing, and you love it.
I do love skiing. Yeah.
Fair enough. Fair enough.
Two against one. Two against one.
That's right. I guess I'm all turned around on the subject. Show coming up December 11th at the NAC. I mean, it's been a bit, obviously, since they've been open full bore. But you played in May, yep. Back in May. So I mean, you're back on the boards at NAC for the second time this year. So that's pretty cool.
Yep.
What's different about this show? This Music from the Edges of Canada.
Well, one thing that's really different is how many people are going to be in the audience. Actually,
right? Of course, huge. They've got I think a capacity of 198 or something.
Yeah,
like that.
Which is fantastic. It's not full capacity, but certainly it's going to feel a lot more full than 50.
Absolutely. Yeah, no doubt.
This concert is actually really special because it's being filmed and sort of broadcast. Well, actually, anyone in the world could watch it, but getting sort of national attention. So there's musicians from, as the name suggests, music from the edges of Canada. So it's a really great opportunity just to have like a sort of like a real showcase. And these are, you know, before pre-COVID, it would be a common occurrence when you do a showcase and a lot of people could see what you're up to and check it out. So it's a chance to do that. Staying here, like I said, with a huge live audience, but also an audience way beyond any audience that I could ever expected to play for.
Right. I mean, it changes the atmosphere pretty immensely when you've got that many people. But I mean, we had Folk on the Rocks. You were back on the Folk stage over the summer as well. So I mean, we had a pretty good party going back in July as well.
Absolutely.
So this is, I mean, it's a great lineup of shows. The night before, you got Carmen Braden and Wesley Hardesty as well. So I mean, you're up there, of course, with all the heavy hitters coming out of YK, and being on the stage with Digga Wolf as well. I mean, it's going to be two separate shows, but I imagine. Will you get together and do a little jam with him as well?
Well, that's a good question. I was going to talk to him about that. Maybe at the end of the show, we could play something together.
Of course. Yeah, that makes a lot
of
sense.
And I feel really privileged and happy to share, you know, the stage, share the night with him. He's a great artist.
Yeah. Once the cameras go dark, right?
That's
save that.
Yeah, that's
for the
right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Audience.
Yeah. That, I mean, that is a cool little thing for a live audience. It's like, okay, the stream's off. Now we're going to jam.
Dark jam time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, first show back on the NAC stage in a little bit. Obviously, they're open wide open again, which is great for everybody and great for audiences here. And y'all have to be able to see shows again with a bigger audience because it's impactful for them, not just you as an artist, but for the audience members as well. Being with just 50 people is fine, but being with a big crowd always makes that show feel a little bit more special.
Yeah, that's right. The energy that you get from the people in the audience, and that's
it gets returned to them from you.
Exactly.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But you've been very busy this year. It's been a very busy year. We had Folk on the Rocks in July. You did an album drop in August. How was that show? How'd the Houseboat show go?
Great. Yeah, I was just looking back at some footage from that recently because I finally got it edited and put up on my YouTube channel.
Right.
And just all the different colors of canoes and lines watching. And we just got this brilliant evening where it was calm and the rain finally stopped. a really magical way to present something even during COVID. People could come and be sort of together. In a real way. And I guess I think because a lot of the songs that I write have to do with nature and the environment that I live in. So it just was sort of a perfect setting for presenting that.
And you're kind of surrounded by what one single is called Yellow Snow. So, I mean, that's part of the experience as well. Obviously, being out and about in the snow a lot, skiing. Ugh. But still, lots of yellow snow. That atmosphere of playing at amongst the houseboats, it's one of the most unique sort of, I guess, amphitheaters kind of in Canada. So it's a very, very cool thing to do. And I mean, we've got that movie, we've got a film festival that goes on out there. We've got people who've done shows there before, but it's something that, like, I think seems to be gathering a little bit of steam. Maybe more people will do it. It's a great idea.
Yeah, and the way that sound travels across the water is pretty magical too, you know?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah. And from that second album, Yellow Snow, did get nominated for a Canadian Folk Music Award. So that's amazing. Well done.
Yes, that was a really happy day. I was sort of waiting for the next thing to push me forward to keep doing, keep creating. And I'm really excited about that.
Yeah. I mean, like you kind of mentioned that. Did you want to touch on that a little bit more? Was it pandemic kind of related was kind of put you in a lull there, and you were kind of
a little bit, you know, I sort of finished that album, and I was really at the what now kind of stage, and so to get that recognition that people thought this composition was worthwhile and unique and interesting at that level, it just gives you that extra sort of okay, what I'm doing is all right, and keep going and let's do some new stuff.
A little bit of affirmation.
Yeah.
Right on. Yeah. That's amazing. Yeah. But unfortunately, not unfortunately, I mean, it is a great honor. You have to wait till April 2022 to figure out if you won.
I probably forget about it by then.
Right. Oh, right. The Canadian Folk Music Awards. That's right.
Yeah.
And you were it's in PEI this year.
It is.
You're maybe hoping to get out there. It's a bit, obviously, you got to get out there on your own dime, so it's a bit bit costly. But
So we'll just see what plays out between now and then. But yeah, it's a definite maybe.
Right.
To go and to be a part of that whole event.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And talking about you staying busy, you're part of Buskers in the Bush as well this year. Mm-hmm. And I mean, that's such a unique idea, being able to go walk out on the trail and just have people playing music throughout your walk. I love that idea so much. And is that the first time you've been a part of that or?
Yeah, it was, but it really reminded me of, I grew up in London, Ontario, but I lived in Toronto for a number of years.
Right.
And just the whole busker idea is fantastic.
There's a romance to it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. So I really hats off to Marie Cordaire for coming up with that. It was really fun.
Yeah, really cool idea. Yeah. Yeah,
it's about as innovative as it gets, really.
Right,
like, totally.
You know, middle of a pandemic, how do we get music still happening, but, you know, allow it in the open air and allow space between people?
Yeah.
That was great. So you've played like almost... You played almost all the shores around Yellowknife.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Every shore we can think of. So, I mean, you've stayed remarkably busy. In spite of everything, you've stayed very busy.
Yeah. And I do have to thank NAC for a lot of that.
Right.
Marie Cordaire worked tirelessly to find all these innovative ways to still have music happen.
Yeah.
Of course, in the theater with these limited audiences, but also this Buskers in the Bush. And then there was a Welladay Yellowknife Riverside concert that I did with Lila Gilday. And so, yeah, I had lots of stuff going on, but thanks to her and however she did that.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. I mean, the album just dropped on August. Obviously, that's the end of a long journey, a lot of hard work.
Yeah.
When's the next album coming out?
Yeah. Well, interesting they said that. I'm
just
finishing
up. Ravenous audience.
Yeah, that's right. We're wrapped.
I've got a single that's going to be released in the next little bit with a music video.
Nice.
And then I have some funding to write one or two more. So once I'm finished that project, then I'm thinking about doing a full album again. So probably around the time that I might be going to PEI.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Very nice.
Yeah. You've got some ideas jotted down though already?
I do.
Right on.
Yeah, and I have, you know, a handful of songs that we didn't record on the last album because it was just getting too long.
Oh, okay.
So,
Fair enough. You didn't want to do a double anthology
album? Double live
record, yeah. I mean, that'd be kind of cool.
Wolf.
Yeah, with Digga, yeah. Or like houseboat concert live stuff as well. I mean, that'd be very cool.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? Oh, I lost my train of thought now because now I'm thinking about this double live album. I want to hear this. I mean, it's such a huge process to put together an album. So it's cool to hear that you've got some things in the bag. The music video. Now, was this a video that was produced in the 48 hour music video competition?
No, we actually filmed this back in April. The song's called Thin Ice.
Okay.
And I don't know if you remember, but the ice actually wasn't that thin.
It wasn't. Not in April.
You can see there was still about 6 feet of ice. But we'll just pretend that it was really dangerous.
That's right. Yeah.
Filming out there.
Figuratively.
Yes.
Yeah. Thin ice.
So it's just being all put together by Keith Robertson.
Oh, nice. Keith does such great work.
Yeah. So it's going to be a great video. Right. All kinds of footage of the band on the ice. And
beautiful.
Lots of different scenarios. So.
Does Keith ever sleep? Do you know?
I don't think so.
I don't think he does.
No.
He was working on something here in Studio 3 and we just found him asleep in there at one point. I think he just slept, took an overnight in Studio 3 while he was working on something.
Yeah.
Yeah. He works pretty tirelessly.
Guy.
Yeah, absolutely. that's what happens when you have a talent, and especially in a small place like this, everybody's going to want to work with you.
Yeah, that's
yeah.
right.
Yeah, absolutely. Very cool. December 11th for that show, nacnt.ca for tickets. Now, we sometimes say that things are sold out, and then we get told that they're not. How are ticket sales going? I don't know.
Usually it's the other way. We say tickets are still available,
and then they say
sold out.
That's right. It's only happened the other way one time.
I mean, I guess that's the better way to make that a mistake,
is. Yeah, that's
right.
That's right. Andrea, now, we didn't ask you to bring your fiddle. But will you bring your, next time you come, will you play something for us?
I sure can.
It would be amazing. Because we, I mean, I like having that.
It's
like
one of the instruments we still lack here in the cabin.
That's true. So yeah, we've got a guitar. We've got a, what's the other thing?
An auto harp.
An auto harp.
An auto harp.
Yeah.
Wow. Someone just talk about jam.
right? That's right. Got electric drums.
Yeah. We do have electric drums. Oh, my goodness. I need a jug. We've definitely got some growlers, so we can do a jug band.
There we go.
We could do it all together. Andrea, thanks so much for stopping by this morning and
thank you.
Chatting music and chatting about your show. Always good to see you.
You too.
And we'll just wait for the next album, I guess. I mean,
right on.
But we got some Andrea Becker coming up right now. Yellow Snow, nominated for a Canadian Folk Music Award. We'll find out about that in like 5 months, I guess. Andrea Becker at the NAC, December 11th with Diego Wolf at 7:30. NACNT.ca for tickets. Get them now. They are sure to sell out.
The Mornings at the Cabin podcast.
Mornings at the Cabin brought to you by Aurora 4 Drive of the North, also co-sponsored this morning by the NAC. And go to NACNT.ca to get tickets for December 10th and 11th concerts. From Music from the Edges of Canada, featuring Carmen Braden, Wesley Hardesty, Andrea Becker, and Diego Wolf. Had Andrea on at around 8 o'clock. It's always lovely to talk to her and talk about the new album and the Canadian Folk Music Award nomination and just how busy she's been this past year, which has been great. Next time she's coming in, though, we made her promise that she's got to bring her fiddle in and play a little bit of music for us. Put her to work!
Unless you want to take the risk of, you know, whatever fiddle may find its way to cabin radio.
Right.
Whatever state of disrepair.
Right.
You don't want to pick that thing up and just start plucking away and make people really start questioning what's going on with Andrea.
Send us all your misused instruments, please.
I actually give these musicians a challenge,
We actually have an extra fiddle at the house. I was working with a customer who was looking to, like, sell a fiddle, and I was like, I was like, yeah, I'll buy your fiddle, and, you know, and then Phoenix has got one, but she doesn't play it very often. I was like, oh yeah, I forgot you had a fiddle already. Oh god, I had two fiddles, two guitars, a trumpet. I gotta play that trumpet. It's harder than I remember.
Yeah,
like when I played it when I was a kid, I was like, yeah, I'm pretty good at this, and now not so much. We got a piano.
I feel like I should ask your mom if you were actually good at it.
I was good at it. You could ask Bill Gilday if I was good at it.
Okay, I will.
Yeah.
Bill?
He thought I had a future in it.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
Did he say that?
He did. Now, he may have just been trying to encourage an insecure young boy, but...
He's like, not in music.
Not in music. You've got a future, though. I guarantee you're probably going to survive a little bit longer.
Prop comedy.
I think that's your... What do you do with that trumpet anyway? It's like, it's a vase, it's a gun, it's a, like, oh god, it's like a Scenes from a Hat with a trumpet. It's like an old school gun, you know, with the bell end on it.
Oh yeah,
yeah, yeah.
A Tommy gun.
That's not a Tommy
gun. Oh, with the bell end, you're talking about an elephant gun.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, if that helps you. what were we going to talk about? We had something.
Shawarma. A brand new restaurant.
Absolutely. A grand opening of a new shawarma house here in Yellowknife. It's today is the grand opening, although Sarah Prize got to go to a cold open, special invite.
Yeah.
Now, we haven't heard from Sarah. She's still in her shawarma meat sweats, perhaps.
Also her birthday today.
It's also her birthday. Happy birthday, Sarah.
Happy birthday, Sarah.
She did let us know over the weekend that she's leaving. So happy birthday on your way out the door. No. She'll still be a part of the team, but she is moving on to another job starting in January. So we're sad to see her leave. So we'll give her a fond adieu.
Now she's just going to, you know, do work for us for free.
Which is great.
Get paid more elsewhere.
This is what we want.
It's really working out for everybody.
This is what we want. We want people to work for free for us while we get sponsored by the state. We are bought and paid for by the state,
now,
whatever that means.
I don't think I heard anything about this shawarma house.
It kind of crept up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Normally it's, you know, it's kind of a big thing because, like, well, we only have so many restaurants.
It's like 57 restaurants in town.
That's only so many.
It's only a handful.
And we got another one actually just across the street from us here, Savannah's Family Restaurant, which is closing next month.
No, it's closed now.
Is it closed now?
Yeah, they moved it up.
Oh, I couldn't remember.
It was supposed to be like December 10th. And then the last day was like actually like Wednesday, last Wednesday or something.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha. Okay.
So it closed earlier than expected. We're not sure what's going to be happening with Elka's table just yet.
Right.
I was very sad to hear about Elka's passing. And so we're not sure what's going to be happening there. But a new place opening up, Shawarma House.
So
you're a big shawarma guy.
I love shawarma.
I know you do. I do, too. I love a gyro. I love that.
You love it? A gyro?
Yeah, a gyro.
A currency?
A gyro.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah. Okay. It's a gyro.
So it has, on the invite that we received, which Sarah wasted no time.
No time! I was like thinking about it for a second, and Ollie's like, Sarah, can I get it? I was like, oh, yeah, fair enough.
It's got their address, 201-5006 Franklin Avenue.
It's right here.
Is it right across the street?
Sure.
Because, I mean, I was going to look that up because, I mean, if we know anything about living in Yellowknife, you can't just give an address and expect people to know where that is. You have to have landmarks.
Does it actually say Newtown on the map on Facebook? Newtown?
Really?
I know that's what we called it back in, like, the 70s. Newtown.
Back when the war was brewing.
Yeah, remember that war? Yeah, it's in the 50-50 mini mall.
5006 Franklin Avenue.
It's in the mini mall.
Yeah.
There you go.
Is it? Okay.
So the whole place is going to smell like shawarma, which is awesome. I love that.
Is it where that, what was it, the ambassador that lasted like 4 months?
Yeah, remember that?
Right.
Right?
Is that where it is?
No.
The shawarma house? No.
No, I don't think so. Is it up there? Maybe it is. I'm going to look right now.
This is exactly what I'm saying. We can't just go by addresses here. We need landmarks, people.
It's dark. It's dark in there.
Can't see anything, huh?
Can businesses start not giving the numbers and just be like, hey, it's right across from the Circle K?
Yeah, that's what we need.
Just start describing things as if you're a CBC reporter.
That's right.
It's like just up a tick. Just up a tick from the dump.
And make sure you describe it using landmarks that are like their old identities.
Yeah, that's
like
right.
Not what those landmarks currently are.
Remember where Surly Bob's was? Yeah, it's that.
Yeah.
Yeah, right there.
The old gallery building.
Right.
You know?
Yeah,
just
the old gallery building. We got a new gallery building right across the way. So, Shawarma House.
Not that building.
You're a big shawarma guy. I like shawarma. I look forward to going there. Maybe I'll even go. I don't know. I won't go for a grand opening because it's going to be too busy.
Well, you've missed it already anyway.
Well, no, it's today.
I thought the grand opening was Saturday.
No, that was a cold open.
Oh, grand opening event.
Yes, that was a cold open
I don't understand the difference.
That was like a menu tasting. So that's an invite only.
I see.
We put our menu to the test. We put everybody to the test, and you get an invite to doing that, and then you have the opening for everybody else.
Okay. Where are you seeing this?
Right on their Shawarma House grand opening today at 11:30.
Are you looking at their Facebook?
No. Yes.
Ah. Gotcha.
Jeez.
I'm just looking at this email we got like last week.
What the hell is the matter with you? you can email them at shawarmahouseinc@gmail.com and head on by. See menu. Here we go. Here we go. Now we're really dragging it out. Oh, yeah. They did send out this menu a little earlier. It looks awesome. Oh, man. Chicken shawarma, beef shawarma, shawarma deluxe wrap. Love it. Chicken shawarma platter. Love it. Yeah.
What comes on the platter?
Let's see.
Chicken
shawarma platter served with rice and tabbouleh salad, falafel, and pita bread.
Oh, yes. Very nice.
I love falafel.
Love it.
Oh, they got baba ganoush. Mmm. Okay. Very good.
You got your lunch planned.
I think so. Yeah, lunch is planned. Very good. That's all we got to talk about. That's enough, right? Yeah,
that's it.
All right. That's going to do it for Mornings at Cabin for another day, another Monday. Hope you had a wonderful time hanging out. We always have a lovely time talking with you. Have yourselves a good day. You got 99 coming up in about 18 minutes with Lecter. God, what a garbage decade. I love it. I love it so much. Actually, you know what? I've been meaning to talk to you about this. You could almost cut in half the 90s, right? The first half of the 90s were like innovative and laid the groundwork for a lot of rock to come and a lot of music to come. And then the late 90s, after deregulation, you can almost pinpoint the time when deregulation happened and one guy started buying up a swath of radio stations. It's about that time that like single entities could own dozens and dozens of stations. So they all played the same music, and he picked the playlist. And it's almost, you can almost denote the time and place where music started to go to absolute hell. And the second half of the 90s are one of the reasons why people are like, the 90s sucked. And the first half of the 90s are like, the 90s were great. You know?
Sure.
Great.
Thanks for listening. Check out more from the show at cabinradio.ca and by following the Mornings at the Cabin Facebook page.